I'm Haley B. Miller, and this is Ohio Politics Explained, a podcast where you give us 15 minutes and we give you all the news you need to sound smart and impress your friends. Welcome back to another episode of Ohio Politics Explained, the We're Halfway There edition. This week, we're breaking down how Ohio lawmakers spent the last session of 2023. We'll also talk about new developments and the abortion lawsuit and what is not getting done before the end of this year. With me today is Jesse Ballmer.
Always a pleasure.
So most of the news this week came out of Wednesday's House and Senate sessions. Lawmakers passed a controversial bill that would restrict transgender medical care and prevent trans women and girls from playing in female sports. Then the House surprised us and overrode DeWine's veto of a bill that keeps cities from banning flavored tobacco. This marks the end of the first year of the legislature's two-year session. That means we don't have lame duck this month, but this week felt a little lame duck-ish.
Yeah, I think the odd years have gotten a little spicier in recent years. It's also, there's a March primary coming up, so people need to vote on some things that they might want their primary voters to know about.
The veto was particularly interesting because that just doesn't happen very often. Jesse, walk us through kind of the saga of this tobacco issue, which at this point has been going on for like months.
Yeah, this is really a point of contention between Governor Mike DeWine and the legislature. It's also a common refrain of, you know, how much control should cities have over setting their own rules and policies and how much should be uniform across the state. And so on this one, it looks at particularly Columbus has coming up in January this ban on flavored tobacco sales, and the lawmakers don't want that to take effect. They were concerned that, you know, if you sell have a business on one side of the street that's in Columbus and the business on the other side of the street, that is a completely different policy. But Governor Mike DeWine has been opposed to flavored tobacco generally and would like to just ban it throughout the entire state, and is perfectly fine if cities want to go further than what state lawmakers are prepared to do.
And it was pointed out to me, too, that this bill language is actually written pretty broadly. So if it ends up becoming law, basically, the state has a lot of power to regulate tobacco, and it seems like some other local regulations could be preempted as well.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out. Also, the override happened in the Ohio House of Representatives. For this to actually take effect, it would need the Ohio Senate to do so as well. And so they are done with their legislative sessions for the year, and we'll see if this is something that they prioritize next year.
For sure. And speaking of vetoes, or at least kind of, now that this trans medical care bill has passed, you have House Democrats, LGBTQ advocates calling on DeWine to veto this. They say it, someone yesterday called it state-sponsored bullying, essentially against transgender Ohioans. But then you have proponents of this legislation saying it's going to protect kids from getting treatments that maybe they shouldn't be getting at a super young age. I don't really think we know yet how DeWine feels about this.
Yeah, Governor Mike DeWine has been asked a few times about this bill and has kind of demurred and said that he wants to see the full language or the final version before actually making a decision. If you're looking for some like crystal ball or tea leaves, you could look to some of the comments he made in 2021 when lawmakers were considering a portion of this bill, which would ban transgender girls from participating in female sports. At that time, he was saying that this should be left to the High School Athletics Association, that they were able to kind of regulate this policy, which really affects fewer than a dozen children each year. So he was not a huge fan of that particular proposal, but this bill that passed really includes that sports element and includes a lot about healthcare and what could be provided or could not be provided. And it's worth noting that in Ohio, there's no surgeries that are being performed on minors. So that also came up in the debate.
Right. And the bill looks a lot to puberty blockers and hormones, and healthcare providers have pointed out that children in Ohio aren't getting these prescriptions or really any medical treatment without parental consent.
Yeah, so really all eyes are on Governor DeWine and whether this is something that he would veto. And then per our earlier discussion about overrides, given the amount of votes that this bill got the first time around, it's possible that lawmakers could try to override a veto. So I don't know how that works into kind of the thought process or calculation of what the governor does next.
All right. Now let's shift to what the House and Senate didn't get done before breaking for the holidays. And there are a couple pretty big topics on this list. For starters, lawmakers still haven't agreed on changes to the new recreational marijuana law. The Senate passed a plan last week with bipartisan support, but the House is basically still figuring out what they want to do. And House and Senate Republicans have been in the room together, but those talks really aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, basically the response to issue two, which passed pretty significantly in Ohio, has been really complicated because there's so many different aspects to this bill. So you're looking at the consumer, like how many plants should they be able to grow? Should it be the 6 per person, 12 per household that passed in issue two, or something less, which is what the Senate has proposed? Then you start looking at taxes. How much should it be taxed? And then once the state gets that giant pile of money, how do they want to divide that out? Should it be exactly the way issue two described? And then also, who is going to sell or distribute adult use marijuana? The Senate proposal was to allow medical dispensaries to do that immediately, as opposed to waiting for like rules and regulations to be rolled out. But that was not at least immediately popular with the House. I think the House's position is essentially, let's see how this works out. Let's see how regulations can work. I think there's a desire to do something, but certainly not nearly as much as what the Senate and perhaps governor is interested in.
Right. And they're really operating on two different timelines. The Senate and Governor DeWine wanted this done yesterday. House Speaker Jason Stevens has noted that while it is legal to use marijuana in Ohio today, we still have a ways to go before there are going to be legal sales because dispensaries need to get up and running and things like that. So from his vantage point, and I think the vantage point of a lot of other House Republicans, you know, it's like these issues basically aren't relevant yet.
I think the most popular line on this issue has been, you know, we want to respect the will of the voters. I've heard so much about the will of voters in the Ohio legislature over the past week or so. But the question is, you know, how much is going to be considered disrespecting the voters? You know, how many changes will voters feel comfortable with? Or is any change going to be wholesale rejected and going to be a problem for them in future elections?
So another bill that has stalled in the House is the Senate proposal to overhaul higher education. That's the one that would weaken tenure and ban mandatory DEI initiatives. This is a big priority for Senate Republicans, and they even made some changes to appease House lawmakers. But Speaker Stevens is pretty much refusing to bring it to the floor, it seems.
That's at least where we were this week. It'll be really interesting what issues he has with the bill. We were able to talk with him and a number of other reporters about where he stands on this higher education bill. And it seems like he's trying to strike a balance between, you know, keeping universities as a place of robust discussion, places where both professors and students want to come, kind of like that economic generator for the area. It's a lot of the reason why someone might come to Ohio State and stay in Columbus or go to UC and stay in Cincinnati. So it's definitely an economic driver for these areas. But also there is this conservative concern and feeling that liberal ideas are being either pushed on college campuses or that conservatives don't have as much of an opportunity to express their opinions. And so there really is a groundswell of support from that, even kind of nationally. So those are kind of the two ends of the spectrum that keep pulling at each other when it comes to this particular bill. It's also interesting that this is a priority of the Senate, and it's currently less of a priority of the House Speaker.
And the House Speaker and the Senate President might be running for the same job next year, but if you ask them, that has nothing to do with any of this.
Yeah, it's kind of the elephant or the elephants in the room in the Ohio General Assembly right now is just the future leadership of the Ohio House of Representatives. We're going to find out soon who is filing in all of these House seats, and that could, you know, affect the dynamics of that chamber going forward.
Our last topic for today is yet another development in the lawsuit over Ohio's ban on most abortions. Now, as you know, voters approved a constitutional right to abortion in last month's election. but there's a whole lot of legal maneuvering that needs to happen to overturn the restrictions that are currently on the books. Jesse, what's the latest?
Yeah, it's interesting when you compare it to marijuana on issue 2. That took effect and people can consume it and smoke it in Ohio legally. When you contrast that with issue 1 took effect and a lot of the abortion restrictions and limitations that were in place that had not been put in hold are still in place. I think that's largely because doctors are waiting for a court to say, yeah, you can proceed. You can do this. You don't have to follow these rules or these restrictions because they don't want to lose their medical license or face a criminal charge, which, you know, seems reasonable. So the latest development is in relation to this ban on most abortions in the state. Some people call it the 6-week ban. Some people call it the heartbeat bill. That has been in court really since last year. And abortion clinics are suing, saying that because issue 1 is now in effect, we have this new standard where abortion rights are protected, that this ban should no longer exist. It shouldn't be on the books, are at least not enforced. So we will see what the judge does with that. But it does seem like folks on both sides are admitting that there's really no way for this particular law to go forward under the new standard that voters approved.
And one more thing before you go. Vivek Ramaswamy, the Ohio resident running for president, has made national headlines a lot during his campaign. But one story this week might take the cake. So during an X Spaces live stream, Ramaswamy apparently forgot to mute his mic and went to the bathroom. Other speakers heard the sound of water trickling in the background and awkwardness ensued.
I don't even really have words for this, but you know, politicians are just like us.
Ohio Politics Explained is brought to you by the USA Today Network Ohio Bureau. You can check us out on X, formerly known as Twitter, @OhioExplained.